Yeah, you got it right. You got it right. It's just that's when it's straight overhead. So if you think about, like, if you had a siren coming towards you and you're standing in one spot and it's real quiet, then it gets super loud, and then it gets quiet again, since the space station's traveling at 17,000 miles an hour, it has that kind of effect on the radio frequency, too. So you're starting out a little bit high on the frequency, and then overhead you're in the middle, and then at the end you're down to the 790. I do have a video. It's got a green Bofang HD where I put all them frequencies in that radio. So if you watch that video, that'll probably give you a little bit more understanding of how you got to program the radio for it. And then you're basically just I call them like ISS1, ISS2, ISS3, all the way to 5. And I start out at 1, and then, you know, after about 2 minutes in the pass, I flip to channel 2, and then, you know, 4 minutes in the pass, overhead, channel 3, and then about 6 minutes, channel 4, and then near the end. And if people are making QSOs, you'll be able to hear. Like, you'll be on, like, let's say the 805, and people will start cutting out, and then you just flip it to the next channel, and then you'll hear them loud and clear again. So, yeah, look for that video. I think it's how to program satellites on a Bofang or something like that, and it's got a green HD for the title picture.
Oh, okay, very cool. Yeah, I'll look for that. That'll clear up a lot of... it makes sense now that you just explained it. So, yeah, I've got... I'm using a Yaesu 7991A, or a 991A, and then I just set it up with a split frequency so I can hear them on the 437-8000, and I think I was transmitted on 145.90 and a PL of 67. So I haven't made any contacts yet, but every once in a while I'll hear them, you know, and I'll try, but I haven't made any contacts yet.